Hello, and welcome to the Comic Book Rundown. It was revealed in the last issue that Ultron is back. What does he have in store for the Avengers? Let's find out in this issue. So we start out the next issue, issue 67. And I love this. Okay, so the Avengers Mansion is getting, like, explosions are going off. All right, we are on street level.
Yes.
That's what we're seeing. We have a cop saying that there are explosions coming from the mansion. And then we have this lady bystander who says, "Wait, listen, from within the walls, the sound of laughter, but so cold and maniacally cruel, as if it belonged to something inhuman. How the hell are you hearing that over all the goddamn explosions?"
Yeah, the explosions. And how are you able to know it's inhuman? Like, I don't know. This lady should be on the Avengers. She has an innate observation that no one else has.
Honestly, I think it's New Yorkers, because we had a Daredevil issue where this lady, this bystander, was standing on the sidewalk as these cops were running through, and she's making a comment of, like, "Why are the cops in such a hurry?" And the cop is hanging out of the window yelling at her, "That's right, lady, we're in a hurry because Daredevil's in trouble, blah, blah, blah." It's like, how? Yeah. How'd you hear her?
And as you're going by. Also, aren't the cops kind of always in a hurry when they're going somewhere?
Right? Especially when the lights are on? Come on.
Yeah, exactly. It's not that weird.
So we're back up in the Avengers Mansion, and the Avengers are shocked that Ultron's alive. Because last time they saw Ultron, which was Ultron 5, they had ripped off his, like, ears? Electroid ears or something?
Yeah.
And that was supposed to have destroyed him.
So they've had five other variations of Ultron up to this point then?
Yes and no.
Okay.
They've only met Ultron 5.
Okay.
Well, the Avengers only met Ultron 5. Hank Pym, that created Ultron, when he created him, it was a tiny thinking computer.
Okay.
That evolved to then, like, when he first created him, he was speaking baby talk, which is odd already.
Yeah.
And then within, like, an hour, he was already having, like, full sentences and very, like, "By Jove, sir," kind of dialogue.
Yeah.
And that was, like, Ultron 4 or something.
So technically they only fought one Ultron then. Like,
yes.
It was, like, the different variations up to Ultron. And then instead of just... I feel like that's such a 60s thing to, like, number them, where it's like, now it's just be like, yeah, it's Ultron. And then he comes back, it's Ultron again. Like, we don't need a number, you know.
Or yeah, maybe
we do, because our iPhones are all numbered and stuff. So maybe we do. I don't know. Maybe we aren't any better.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I got a Galaxy S7 Edge.
And it's like, what does that even mean? Were there six before, or, like, was there?
I think there was only like three
A5?
Before.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. You're not wrong though, Jordan. So Ultron is battling the Avengers. Thor thinks that, you know, he can use his hammer because that's all he has.
Yes, that is all he has.
Literally. And he hits him, but nothing... Well, I'm not going to say nothing happens. Like, a shockwave happens and knocks back Thor and Goliath. And as this is happening, Vision is having a crisis of conscience. And he's like, "I betrayed my friends. Why would I do that?
Yeah.
And I hate Ultron. What am I thinking?"
And it was mind, what was it, like a brainwash thing or something? Like, does he figure that out here, or does he just kind of, like, decide, like, oh, it must be some type of, like, programming that Ultron left in me, that, like, a virus or something?
I think he figures out it's a programming.
Yeah.
Because, yes, he does have his mind of his own, but he still is a robot.
Yeah.
Like, they still run on a program.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Ultron just had a backup plan, just in case he actually does die.
Yeah.
And he just had to wait for the right moment. And the right moment was when adamantium was presented before Vision. So
we'll take it.
So,
we'll take it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
why not?
It's comics.
Yeah.
Comic logic.
Yeah, exactly.
So Ultron's still, you know, attacking. Yellowjacket, being, you know, Ultron's father, he's like, "I gotta get the twin electroids off, you know, off his skull, break those, and then we'll win." So he jumps on Ultron as he's flying by.
Uh-huh.
And because that makes total sense.
Yeah.
But then again, superheroes. You know.
Yeah, it's what they do. They have to look cool while they're doing it, otherwise it's not worth doing it.
Iron Man and Wasp are getting ready to join the fray, although Iron Man is, you know, still weak, but again, hero, so he's still going to give it his all.
Exactly.
One thing I like is Yellow Jacket got thrown off of Ultron. Wasp rushes up to him and is like, "Oh, Hank, I'm glad you're okay." And "Oh, wait, look out, he's coming." And, like, it's not a, like, "Look out, he's coming, he's right here." It's, "Look out, he's coming." Similar to Austin Powers.
Yes, stop.
Like, "Get out of the way."
Yeah. Oh, 100%. And that happens so much in comics because it's like when you watch it in a movie, you see it coming, you see the reaction time. We're here. The reaction times are so slow because they have to have enough time to be able to say, "Hey, you over there, look out for this threat coming your way." And, you know,
in about 5 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Just wait. Brace yourself. It's coming. I swear it's coming.
But they do get out of the way while Ultron, like, comes flying through. And then we get another couple panels of Iron Man and Yellow Jacket, you know, kind of like one goes on top to get his body, one goes underneath to try and stop him. But again, he is made of adamantium, and they weren't able to do jack shit beforehand, so...
Yeah.
What ends up happening is that Ultron... You know, he wants to kill the Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want to kill them right now. So he just smashes out of the building and rushes off. Basically leaves the Avengers in a heap of their own broken bodies.
Yeah,
I guess
I feel like more villains would actually complete their goal if they stopped trying to do it on like a certain time frame or like have them all in one room to do it and stuff. It's like, just do it, guy, just do it.
And I've read comics. There's a Justice League book, as I look back to figure out which one it was. There's a Justice League novel or trade that there was a villain that did that. He took out the heroes one by one, I think, until he got to, like, either Superman or Batman.
Yeah.
And he didn't take them out, but by that time he'd already taken out the rest of Justice League. And he still ended up losing, but he did, though. He took them out one by one.
Yeah, which is smart, because normally it's like the whole idea of, like, I could kill you right now easily, or I'll make you watch while I kill these other people and give you time to recuperate.
Yeah, because that's what Ultron's doing. It's like,
exactly.
I want to kill everybody, but I want to kill everybody at one time, and I want you guys to watch me kill everybody.
Yeah.
Just kill them.
Like, just do your job, man. I mean, I don't want to be rooting for the villain right now, but I'm just saying, someone needs to put on like a trade show or some seminar for these villains to like give them a better rundown of how to do this thing.
I think that happened in a Robot Chicken episode.
Oh, probably. Yeah, I'm sure. That sounds like Robot Chicken.
Yeah. So what ends up happening here, like I said, Ultron goes rushing off. The Avengers are trying to, just regroup and figure out exactly what to do next. And they really have no idea what to do. Like, they're kind of at a loss of how to destroy the indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, they do fly off to S.H.I.E.L.D. I believe they're going to S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I think they do go to S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because for a second, I thought that they were going to... it's S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, they go to S.H.I.E.L.D. because, I mean, S.H.I.E.L.D. is the one that had the adamantium. They would know... In theory, they should know how to stop it.
Yeah.
Even though we were told how to stop it in the last issue, but... You know, they forget about that. Apparently, a lot has happened.
Yes. Short-term memory loss. They're like goldfish in this comic, you know?
Oh, God, yeah. They really are. We go next to the Vision, and he went to Ultron's last known base.
Mm-hmm.
This was where the Avengers had stopped him the last time. And he's like, okay, I'm pretty sure this is where he's going to show up. I'm going to stop him there.
Yeah.
And... this is where Ultron shows up, and I like that Vision is actually surprised by that.
Yeah,
it was his idea, showed up.
Yeah, it surprised him. That's awesome.
And this is, Ultron said this is where he's going to destroy all the human world.
Mm-hmm.
This is his nerve center. We get a quick panel of S.H.I.E.L.D., They figure out that the adamantium, or they knew the adamantium was stolen because they had called Yellow Jacket.
Yeah.
They said the tracer has been activated. They're going to send some ships over to pick it up. I don't know who this lady is, but she's like, well, what about the Avengers? Why can't they just let them handle it?
Yeah.
And then Dum Dum Dugan, who I know we saw in the Captain America First Avengers movie.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Played by Norm... No. I can't remember the actor's name. He plays Damian Dark in Arrow and Legends
yes,
of Tomorrow.
Yes, yep.
I love him as an actor. He's a really good actor.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah.
So we got Dum-Dum Dugan. He's like, you know, we gave him the first crack, and because it was Vision was involved, but we need to wrap this up nicely.
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy in the front says, you know, we have our own projects to worry about. We have to capture Colonel Nick Fury.
Yeah.
That got me intrigued. So I think in the near future, I'm going to go read those issues.
Yeah.
I find it for the show.
I love how in these old comics too, which I don't see in a lot of newer comics, where it's always like they go, hey, there's another story over here, asterisk, go check it out in this issue.
Yeah.
Like, go buy our other issue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I always thought that the earlier books didn't have a big connectivity.
Yeah.
How wrong I was.
Oh,
these issues has opened my eyes tremendously.
I think more then than they do now. I think that now they try and make it a little bit more stand on your own so you don't need to. But I feel like back then they really were connecting because they wanted you to buy everything. And every story kind of flew into each other.
Yeah. They do have some connectivity now, but they don't put the asterisk in like they did before.
Which makes it a little hard because then you have to go on these crazy Reddit sites and figure out chronologically what you're supposed to read and stuff to make sure that you're getting everything in correct order. It's like so hard.
I've got a couple of websites bookmarked because, I mean, you like you said on my, you know, I showed the Instagram photo of my books.
Yeah.
I had these in chronological order at one point in time.
Yeah. That must have taken
that was a
forever.
It did.
Yeah.
Dude, but then it got to the point where I bought way too many, and I'm like, okay, I'll get it back in chronological order eventually.
Yeah.
Let's just put it in alphabetical at the moment.
Yeah.
I've read, and that's another reason why I'm doing this podcast, is to read it all in chronological order.
Yeah.
I've done DC in chronological order before, from Crisis to, I think, New 52.
Mm-hmm.
And that's... 25 years of of comics.
That's crazy amount of comics.
I did that in about a year and a half. I read all those.
That's so insane. Yeah. I tried to do the same
thing. I had a lot of time.
Yeah, I tried to do the same thing with my, when I had a Borders right by my house that closed down like years ago.
Yeah.
I went in and I literally bought up their whole Star Wars Expanded Universe book section. Bought all of them. They were like
beautiful.
They were like $2 a piece. So I sat down and I put them in order chronologically. And I think I own every single one except for maybe like 10 out of all 80 books that they made before the new sequels came out and everything. Right?
Yeah, I'm a little jealous of that right now.
Yeah. So,
that's awesome.
Well, hey, if you want any, I'll let you borrow them. But like I did the same thing. I did the same thing where I tried to put them in chronological order and read all of them, and I got like maybe through 15 before I'm like, this is an impossible task. But yeah, if there's...
Well, it's not that it's impossible. It's just you have to give it time. And
I'm just like...
Those are thick novels,
yeah,
dude. They're
exactly.
Like 300 pages a piece.
Yeah, exactly. So like, you know, at the time, I worked a lot out of town and I had a lot of free time traveling and stuff. So I was able to sit down and get through a book a week.
Yeah.
But once that stopped happening, where I'm like in an office having to focus and then, you know, I'm dating my now wife and everything. And like, you have... obligations elsewhere, you're kind of like,
yeah,
I don't think I can read this random Star Wars book that literally has no like matter whatsoever on anything else going on. Yeah, so
although I will say, I did love the Darth Bane trilogy.
Oh, dude, Darth Bane was so good. Yeah, that whole thing was great. The Rule of Two, and all the Darth Bane stuff was super fun. I still read some of them, I just won't read the ones where it's like, I forget some of the names, but it's like Mindhunter is one of them. Like these ones that are these offshoots that have literally there's like no character from Star Wars except you see like Han Solo show up for a chapter and it's like what am I reading again? I don't even remember.
Yeah. I mean, once Disney took over and started putting out the new canon, I've loved everything they've put out so far. Like all the books have been great.
The only one I read so far was the one before Rogue One, which I forget what the name of it was.
I have it upstairs. I don't know.
I can't remember what the name of it was. It was a while ago. Yeah, but that's the only one I've read so far of the new stuff.
So, all right. But yeah, so we get back to Vision, and he is just watching Ultron, just kind of biding his time.
Yeah.
Waiting for the right moment to strike.
Yep.
And then, you know, we see the Avengers, and they had the same idea. They went to... I think this is where they were going to. They weren't going to S.H.I.E.L.D. They were going to Ultron's base.
Oh, okay. So that's where they were going.
Yeah, I thought it was S.H.I.E.L.D., but now it makes sense.
I thought it was S.H.I.E.L.D. too, only because I think S.H.I.E.L.D. pops up for a panel or two. And
yeah, they're the very next thing you see.
Yeah, so I thought maybe they, like, corroborated or something. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they head to Ultron's base as well. And then we see the three jets, or I'm assuming they're the jets. They may be the missiles.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're jets.
They look like missiles, but I don't know. It says three S.H.I.E.L.D. jets. So yeah, you're
okay,
right.
Okay, cool.
Jets.
Yeah, because I got a little worried there, because if it's missiles and they don't, I don't think they talked about the missiles the rest of the issue.
Yeah.
That'd been bad for New York, right? Maybe?
Maybe. I remember them talking about it somewhere. But yeah, these are definitely the three S.H.I.E.L.D. jets. But yeah, they definitely talk about like missiles going towards Manhattan or being like planned to go towards Manhattan at some point.
I think that was that was Ultron. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get into that here in the end of the issue. So Vision sees Ultron trying to start. Ultron is raising the radiation level mm-hmm. in the base to destroy the intruders. And Vision shows up. He's like, yeah, well, you can't hurt me because I'm not human with this stuff. So then they start to battle. And one thing I did not know, apparently Ultron can form into a, like a what would he do? Like a atom blast or something?
He says, leap my dazzling sparks of atomic fire. Like, he's like, he has this like weird like ray that he can shoot off into the area.
Yeah, I don't,
you know?
That confuses me a little bit, but I mean, it's whatever. Just be consistent. Like if you're this indestructible alloy,
yeah,
but yet you can destroy yourself to the atomic level to blast somebody and then reform.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem right.
No,
right?
I mean, I'm no scientist, but I don't think so. What I know of my animandium studies in college.
Yeah. But yeah, so Vision and Ultron are going back and forth. The Avengers are, you know, they're trying to get to the epicenter of everything. And so are the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that landed.
Yes.
And Ultron gets the upper hand for just a second and is able to rush out of there.
Yeah, because it looks like Vision's kind of beating him up a little bit, and then he does something here.
Here we go. It's right here.
Ionic
this is what
force.
I was talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't know he could turn into that.
Yeah,
what the hell's that?
He pretty much transforms into ionic force and passes through Vision and books it out of there, and that's like, yeah, since when does he have that power, you know?
Right? And if adamantium can do that, can Wolverine do that?
Which
if
would
he
be
could,
super cool if he could do
right?
that. Dude, that like he would be that would be even more indestructible of Wolverine. A Vision Wolverine like mashup. That would be insane.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome.
That'd be insane.
So Vision gets up and he starts to give chase, but before he can really do anything, the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents show up and they shoot Vision with this vibro gun.
Yes.
To mess up his molecules. Words are hard.
Yeah. Mess him up on the molecular level.
Thank you. We then see the Avengers still rushing in, but for whatever reason, they can't get to, I guess, Ultron or even the middle in time before the ground starts rumbling. And Yellowjack is able to figure out that a chain reaction has begun.
Yes.
And now all Ultron has to do is pull one switch to wipe the city off the face of the map.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's against protocol for most missile launches. It's just connected to one switch. But I don't think Ultron cares too much.
No, because he wants everybody to die.
Yeah, exactly. So. He doesn't care.
Okay, and that's where we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you like listening to Jordan, please check out Wreck My Podcast from all the podcasting apps and YouTube. You can also find them on Twitter and Instagram at Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Avengers story.